is going to expand. Okay, everybody knows that. That's a done deal. It's going to expand. The Big Ten is super aggressive. Maybe not as aggressive as the SEC in the South, but very aggressive, very well run since Jim Delaney took over the Big Ten. Hyper aggressive. They're making a ton of money. They quadruple the Pac-10 in revenue. The Pac-10 is arrogant. They think they're condescending. They think they're smarter than everybody. And you know what? They're just not a player financially whatsoever. And I'm a West Coast guy. They are AAA baseball compared to the Yankees. The Big Ten could buy and sell the Pac-10 five times over. It's not even close. Much better TV contracts, bigger stadiums, more people, more passion, more everything. The Big Ten laps the Pac-10 in almost every revenue scheme you can come up with. So here's the truth. The Big Ten's expanding. What does it mean? They're going to raid the Big East. The Big East is going to become the Big Empty. They're going to go take UConn. First of all, for me personally, I get to watch Ohio State 10 minutes from my house, Michigan, Penn State. Thank you. My life just got better. All my buddies who are Big Ten fans will fly out, spend the night. I can't wait. Now, a lot of you Big Ten fans are like, what about Notre Dame? It's not happening. Get over it. I play a sound effect on this show when I have inside information. It's called Cristal. Notre Dame is not going to the Big Ten in the next month. Trust me, it's not happening. Period. Secondly, Texas and Missouri is not happening. Missouri feels like the Big 12. No way in hell Texas is going to the Big 10. The state wouldn't allow it. The legislature would step in Texas. They'd never allow it. You're not going to let Texas leave the Big 12 and Oklahoma and Texas A&M. It's not happening. Get over it. Don't call a radio show. Don't email. Sit back. Listen. It's not happening. What they're going to do is they're going to go. What they want to do in the Big 10 is expand and get New York. They want to get the New York media market. And New York already covers Rutgers a little, but they do cover UConn. And so the Big Ten could get the best women's program in the country, a solid academic institution, an elite top five men's basketball program, and a college football program, UConn, that goes to bowl games. One of the best coaches in the country, Randy Edsall. Big win for UConn, big win for the Big Ten. It's a great fit and a big win for me. Now, that'll make 12 teams in the Big Ten. So you'll have 6-6, you'll have a championship game, forcing the Pac-10, they'll have to do it. Now, they may not go to a championship game, but they'll have to add teams because they can't keep up revenue-wise. The Pac-10, you can play the Cristal again. I can tell you that Utah is already in. That is from a very reliable Pac-10 source. Utah's in. It's very desirable. They have a world-class airport, Delta Airlines hub. People vacation in Utah. They ski. It's a legitimate media market. They've hosted the Olympics. Nobody's going to Boise. Okay, get over it. It's Idaho. Utah is in. The second team will probably be Colorado because you get the Denver media market. Don't kid yourself. Bowl games in college are all about selling hotel rooms, and adding teams is all about media markets. So the Pac-10 is going to add Denver and Salt Lake City as media markets. That's a big upswing. It's not going to be Fresno. It's not going to be Boise State. It's not. Utah is in. It's done. My source tells me Utah is just, it's done. So it's going to be Utah and Colorado. There's nothing on paper with it, but I'm told they're in. So Utah and Colorado are going to go to the Pac-10. And Colorado's got a bunch of hippies. They feel like the Pac-10. They kind of care, but don't really care about anything. That's very passive. That's perfect for the Pac-10. Outside of USC football, nobody really cares.